prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, and it is the first March of 2021. First day of March already, just not too long from springtime, and about a week and a half or a little better, about almost 2 weeks, time changes again. So that's all right, me too. But anyway, welcome to the next broadcast. We're glad you're with us, and I do mean that. We're going to bring up our guest in a minute. We're going to talk to Melody Cederstrom. Melody Cederstrom deals in precious metals. And when I've dealt in precious metals, I've always dealt with Melody Cederstrom because she is absolutely the most straightforward, honest dealer that I've ever talked to. And folks, I've been around doing this for a long time. This month makes 29 years on the radio. And I asked Melody Dave if she'd donate $1 million to my retirement. She said yes, so I'm looking forward to that. But anyway, but I've dealt with her exclusively for a long, long time. Because again, she's straightforward and honest. And tonight we're going to go through some things to show to you that the Bible tells you things that we just ignore, it seems like. You know, in the book of Proverbs chapter 11, if you look about verse 1, you'll find out that an unjust weight and measure is abomination before God. But a just weight and measure is a glory to God. And we in America have been dealing with unjust weights and measures at least since 1964 when the silver is taken out from back in the dollar. We have got fiat currency, which is a curse to us, an abomination to God. And I cannot get people to understand that dealing with precious metals was in the Constitution. It's also biblical. We've destroyed ourselves financially because of ignorance and greed. But we'll get back to that in a minute. Before going further, I want to say we are going to have church again this weekend. It's the first Saturday coming. We try to have it when weather permits on the first and third Saturdays. Viewership is way down. I don't know why. Well, probably because we've been missing so much because I was off sick and the days were messed up because of the weather. But we're going to try to have church this weekend again. I hope you'll join us, folks, at 10:30 a.m. Saturday morning. You can go to our website, PastorButch.com, and click on live stream, and there will be. You can listen on the phone line on four different numbers. Now, I'm not going to take time to give you all the numbers tonight. But if you'll call tomorrow, call and talk to Lisa at 800-777-4403. Well, if you can dial long distance, it will save us some money if you'll call 304-846-4448. And Lisa will give the four numbers listed on to our teaching this coming Saturday. I hope you'll join us. I like to see the numbers go up to thousands. It's not because it's me teaching, but because it's Bible. And learning the Word of God, folks, especially in these days of pure insanity, is more important than ever in the history of man, as far as I can tell. I mean, we're seeing right back to days of Noah, as prophesied the end would be. We're seeing it happen right now, even down to the pollution of man's DNA, just like it was in Noah's day. And we're still offering a 2-for-1 special on REM sleep and Tranquil. I got a letter from a guy in Vermont today, said those two items have helped him tremendously. REM sleep and tranquil, folks. REM sleep will not make you sleep. It helps you to sleep. It relaxes you and allows you to sleep. You may not sleep longer hours, but your sleep, you'll have a deeper sleep and a much, much more needed rest. And if you feel the stress of life today, and I think most people do, tranquil is a good thing to take even during the daytime. It doesn't make you sleepy. It does calm your body down and your mind down so you can at least think. Both of those are $38.95. The regular price is $58.95. So you're getting $20 off. That's the delivered price to your door. Now, other specials, which of course we still have plenty of them at the Mass to the Mark, but that's still offered and other things too. But we're looking at some other ways tonight, this month, to offer some other teachings if you want them. I'm really thrilled at how many of the teachings from the Mass to the Mark went out. By the way, that teaching has been expanded to 4 hours. The ones we've seen out recently have been 2 hours, which is wonderful. But I forgot about Dr. Madej being on with us at one of the teachings, talking about the Pfizer vaccine and the nanobots in it, which actually leads up to the Mass to the Mark. That's also been included. Now, we have 4 hours instead of 2 hours. If anybody wants an additional 2 hours, just let us know, okay? Donation, if you can do it for $10 or whatever, we'll send it to you. But anytime you order from now on, you can get 4 hours instead of 2 hours. And we'll glance into you and ask donation of $21 for all 4 hours if you want to help, if you want them, okay? Now, as I said tonight, our guest is Melody Seastrom, Discount Gold and Silver. If you're listening right now on shortwave, your listening could be called Melody Seastrom has paid for that airtime for us. Monday through Wednesday night, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, we're there because Melody's there. And she's paid for it. And I do appreciate it very much. She's been a friend of mine and my family's for a long time. And it's just amazing. I've known her for 20 years, and she's only 39 years old. So that'll tell you something about Melody. So she's a young chick. But anyway, Melody, are you there?
I am here. Thank you. What an introduction.
Well, I meant what I said, Melody. Obviously, I did. I wouldn't say it because I've dealt with you a long time, and you've been a blessing to me and my family. And I mean that. And you know that. You met some of my family when you were down here at a seminar several years ago now. You know who I'm talking about. And, you know, we've got to go back a few years, and what you do for people and the way you try to educate them on economics is so important. Folks, my view of things is always a Christian worldview. I don't look at it from the other worldview, but Christian worldview. And I look at economics the same way. The teachings in the Bible, folks, are how to pay your bills, how to save money, how to plan for the future. It's all in the Word of God. He doesn't leave us here in ignorance, not to know how to take care of ourselves. And I will say this to the glory of my Father in heaven. I never made any more than about $35,000 a year in my life. And that's the truth. But I managed to pay off a home and put back a little bit for savings to live on. I'm 72 years old and I'm not wealthy by any means, but I'm not behind on bills. And I got that from the scriptures and listened to wise counsel like Bob Chapp and other people. If I hadn't have, I'd have been the same, like a lot of people, I'd been in a bind right now at my age. And tell you the truth, folks, when you get to be 72 years old, I still enjoy being busy, but not necessarily doing what I did for 40-some years, if you know what I'm saying. Melody, I want to thank you for what you have done for me and for what you're doing for a lot of people. A lot of people talk to you that I know and you know, and they share their experiences with you, and they're very tickled to talk to you. And I mean, that to me is a witness to what you do.
Well, thank you. And well, I do have great help that helps everything work here at Discount Gold and Silver. I mean, it's just not me. And many times I hope I can explain this properly. Many times, you know, people will come to me and they'll ask me if I'm a Christian and when they want to order and so forth. And it's like, well, I don't use my belief to sell gold. I use my belief to process the orders. Because I do that in order to make sure that what I'm doing is approved by the higher power of God. And Amen. So that is how I try to bring my Christianity to my workplace. I, you know, certainly I've prayed with customers, but I know there's places at other dealers in this country who will make it a point to pray and so forth with you, and the next thing you know, they're selling you things you don't need and charging you high prices, basically usury prices on some of the items. So, you know, so I try to do my business the best I can and bring an honest, a good price, an honest you know, product, a good product at an honest price.
Well, you know,
a great, great service.
That is true. I mean, I've been knowing you a long time, and a lot of people that I know, you know, and I've never heard a complaint from Melody. I've never heard about Melody. I never have. I never heard a complaint about you and anything you've done. As you said before, sometimes shipping gets a little kind of hard to get through today. It takes a little more time than normal, but that's because of the weather and everything. But I've never heard anybody complain that you did anything other than what you said you do. And to me, that's a huge testimony. That's why I have you on the broadcast. That's why I mention every night on the air, because I know what you're doing. But we're seeing so much upheaval today. And we know that the House just approved another $1.9 trillion, almost $2 trillion in bailouts, supposedly. $1,400 going to most families. See, any family making $150,000 or less a year gets a $1,400 check for husband and wife and dependents if they have any. But the part that people don't understand is that billions upon billions are someone is giving to other countries, folks. We are paying for other countries. Not to mention the huge conglomerates are giving money to that doesn't think more of me and you than a dog does of a tree, except to use it for some business. That's about it. But that's we're seeing the wasted money there, and people are tickled to death get the $1,400, but the people are not getting the benefit of this per se. It's going in other places by the billions of dollars. And Melody, that kind of makes me kind of angry. And I don't know whether it's going to pass the Senate or not, but it makes me angry that they're doing that, and they're saying it's for our good. How does ship money to Israel do me any good, or any other nation, as far as that goes? How does that do me any good, or you any good, or my children any good?
And you know what's funny is when you go online and you pull up to see what's in the bill and so forth and whatnot, of course they're going to tell you all the good things, you know, that are in it for the citizens of this country. There's enhanced unemployment aid, rental assistance, eviction moratorium is extended, help for the hungry, child care, tax credits for children, a temporary increase of tax credits, subsidies for health insurance premiums, restoration of emergency paid leave, more assistance for small business, aid for states and schools. I mean, it all sounds like this is something that we really need. But they don't go in and tell you what Butch just said. They don't tell you about money going here, money going to Ivy League schools, to the Hartfords, and they don't tell you about all the money going out of this country. They don't tell you all the billions of dollars that are going to the states and local governments to bail out their system. They don't talk about that stuff. And it's just the amount of that is going into, it's mind-boggling. But hey, it's great for gold, so I would rather see a smaller bill and something better for this country than see gold prices go up. But while we're on a fiat currency, we may as well, you know, take advantage of the benefits that gold will bring us. So, but yeah, well, Butch, this is an incredible bill.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And folks, I won't get into this, but if you think that the federal government gives a whole lot of attention about what you say or your welfare, you better think again. But this is moving on from there, because I get in that being enough for hours. But we're watching
these points, they're all elections. It's all about elections.
It is about elections. The Democrats now control the House and Senate and the White House, and they want to do it again. Whether they do it by hook or crook, I guess makes no difference. But I guess they prefer to make you happy so that they won't have to cheat so bad next time. But it's just where we are today. Yes. And as was discussed on today in your program, in 1971, that's the year I got married. You believe that? 1971. That didn't. You know, when I was getting married, 1971 seemed like no big deal. But that's been a long time ago.
I wouldn't know.
Think about that. Now you wouldn't know. I understand you weren't even born then. But look back on this, and I didn't know this until years later. But gold in 1971. Was $35 an ounce. It hit $2,000 an ounce a few months ago, and that's dropped back down a little bit since then. But it was $35 an ounce in 1971. Silver was, well, in 1990s, a silver eagle was $3. Now they're about 30, I'm guessing, maybe coming from around 32, 35.
What, for silver eagles, or is it the old silver dollars?
The silver eagles.
Oh, you're looking at, well, our price is cheap, $38,
$39. So $40.
Yep.
And they were $3 a piece and we started buying the 90s. Now, folks, tell me, where could you invest it in that got that kind of return? Really? Think about that. So, and people say, well, but dollars don't even draw interest in the bank anymore. And some places, and right now in Germany, you have to pay the bank to keep your money. As a matter of fact, they're asking people to go somewhere else. We don't want your money. I'm serious. Am I telling the truth, Melody?
Yes, you are.
They will charge you a 0.5% to keep your money there. One gentleman said he took 100,000 euros, invested in Italy and some other places. He didn't want to put it in the German bank, obviously. But he'd get 0.8% interest a year. 0.8% with inflation rate at least 10%. Folks, investing and savings is okay for a little bit of money back for a hard time or quick cash. That's important. But to keep it there for long-term investment is silly. It's not biblical at all. Not biblical at all. Even in the Bible, it talks about the talents. The people, the wise men took the talents and invested it and got more money back for the Lord. And that's what they're supposed to do. But today, I don't understand why they don't get this. So I do know that it's biblical to purchase things of value and let it increase in value for you, not just for your sake, but for your children, children's children. The Bible says that a wise man leaves an inheritance for his children. His children's children. That means your grandchildren. Not many people think about today. And certainly not many do it at all. Melody, any comments on that?
Well, you know, we're almost up to a year. On March 9th, 1933, Franklin D. Roosevelt, he called for an emergency session. He called Congress in. And there would be the speedy passing of the Gold Confiscation Act. And supposedly, according to the executive order that he signed, the act would provide relief in the existing national emergency in banking and for other purposes. And so we all, most of your listeners know about gold confiscation in 1933. It was the next month in April where they actually, where the date was that you had to have it in. But, you know, it's, again, it's almost 100 years, what, 88 years that they took gold out of our, or began to take, well, they confiscated gold, and then in 1964 they took silver out. And it's, we have lost. We lost so much by that simple executive order. And what I don't understand, it isn't an executive order.
No. It wasn't.
Pardon?
It was an executive order. Go ahead.
Was it executive order 6102?
No, I'm saying, but it was, no, I meant to say it wasn't law. It was just executive order. It wasn't passed by Congress.
It's just an executive order.
Yeah.
Which can be wiped out, just like Biden is doing with all of his executive orders that Trump created. That's how simple things would be. But it's also a sign of what they do to our Constitution. They just write an executive order.
They've ignored that for a lot of years. They've ignored the Constitution for a lot of years.
But
long without being alive.
And they should, I believe they should eliminate the executive. This country shouldn't be run on executive orders.
I totally agree. I don't care who's doing it, whether it's Trump or Biden or anybody else. It shouldn't be that way.
Right.
It bypasses Congress, bypasses you and I, too.
Yep, certainly does. So, I mean, again, we're looking back at history and... You know, we have to look at history so we know how we can go forward. And since they confiscated our gold, yes, our dollar has become less and less valuable and inflation has taken hold in this nation. We've exported so many of our jobs overseas, and they couldn't have done any of this if they had kept us tied to gold. They couldn't have done anything like that.
Well, up until... they took silver out of the dollar. And folks, I remember this. Again, in 1971, the year I got married, gas was 20 cents a gallon. 20 cents a gallon, maybe 25 in some places. That was the price of gasoline. When back in the 60s, I remember because I pumped gas in. I worked at service stations back in the late 60s. It's 15 cents a gallon in some places. I worked 20 cents in some places. And the price now, gasoline, average price nationwide is about $2.50. Probably it's low, but I'm guessing. How much is silver dime worth now, Mildy? Roughly.
Oh, about $2.50, about $2.40.
All right, folks, think about that. You could still buy a gallon of gas for 10 cents. 20 cents would be more than enough if you had real money. So that make that point to show you what the dollars went to in value. Silver will still, a dime will almost buy you a gallon of gas. It takes 2.5 paper dollars or more to get a gallon of gas today. Fiat currency shrinks in value, which makes the price of gold and silver worth more in the long run. So it doesn't really hurt real money, real tangible goods. Whether it be silver and gold or store-bought food or things you get your hands on, these are tangible. The dollar is a piece of paper, not backed by nothing. Now they're going into Bitcoin. Bitcoin, not even a piece of paper. It's a digital on a computer, and yes, looks like now they're making millions of dollars off of them, and I understand that. But then, and it could be one day with the Great Reset, many nations will go to what we'll call Bitcoin, digital coins, in order to control the economy more than they are now. And folks, believe me, this is all about control. All about control. If you go to a digital currency, go ahead.
It's also about conditioning.
Of course it is.
Yep. Control and conditioning.
Well, in Japan, people pay now with their goods with their cell phone. You probably know that already. They just swipe their cell phone.
Yep.
So if they go to digital, what's the big deal to them? It's still the same. They just swipe their phones. Nothing changes hands. No paper, no coins, no nothing. It's digits on a computer, which are really worth nothing. But we think they are, just like the dollar bill. We think it's worth something, so we accept it for payment. But it's basically, it is worth zilch. Zip. The only thing that makes it work is we think it works. Is that true?
Absolutely. It's a con game.
It is.
It's a confidence
and
that
one
keeps
day
it.
Going, it's going to catch up to us.
Well, sure. Because all con games come to an end. Confidence somewhere along the line is broken for whatever reason that would create the situation that confidence would break. And the confidence right now is the stock market. And, you know, that's the importance of that stock market. It's because when that breaks, there goes confidence and there goes everything else that goes along with it. So
Absolutely. It's,
you know, it was last week. It was last Wednesday when the Federal Reserve System went down. They couldn't process transactions. Now, they said they had it fixed in a couple of hours. But no word on what actually happened. What type of glitch was it? Was it really hacked? Oh, no, the Federal Reserve wasn't hacked, they said. Really? So what happened? What happened that would bring down the Federal Reserve System for hours? Plus, I had friends. They were traveling in, was it North Carolina or South Carolina? This was it on Friday. And they couldn't use their credit cards. And I thought to myself, yeah, they couldn't use their credit. No place could process them. They were traveling I can't recall where they were traveling. They spent a week in, I think it was South Carolina that they spent the week in. Couldn't use credit cards for a day. And she, you know, she just made a comment, I'm glad we had cash and so forth. I was like, that Federal Reserve System was down longer than what they really told. Or reported. And has anybody heard a peep about it? I mean, this is huge. So what if you had digital currency? And forget digital currency. What about your bank accounts? I mean, everything is tied to the Federal Reserve. And it wasn't working for a whole day. They couldn't transfer funds from banks to banks. I mean, you're talking about, I don't know how many billions of dollars that they would, I don't know how many billions of dollars that they process in a day. I would think trillions. But we know for sure billions.
It's worldwide. It's worldwide. So short.
It's worldwide. When the U.S. dollar is a reserve currency, and the Federal Reserve.
Can you imagine what would happen if they went down for a week? The banks borrow money every night to function the next day. Yeah,
that's right.
They borrow money every night to function the next day. What if they couldn't get the funds come in? How would their money, your money in the bank, well, your money's not there anyway. Very little of it. I'm serious. I'm cashing checks with sizable checks. And Melody, they had to order the money. They really literally had to order the money to pay me.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not talking about 100,000. We're talking maybe 10,000 in my head. Or maybe 20. I don't remember. But they didn't have the money in the bank to pay me. So if the Federal Reserve cannot ship it any dollars or whatever you ship it down in hard money, say, well, they would be out of money in a day or less. How would they cover their people that want to cash check the next day? That's
something
to think about.
I don't know. I mean, it's all digits anyway.
I know, but I'm talking about if somebody goes in and wants 10,000 cash.
Well, they're going to have to wait till the next day.
That's exactly right. But what if the Federal Reserve wasn't working?
Well,
now, folks, the
whole
these
point
are serious situations.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, if I went on for 3 or 4 days, the banks would be up quick. And so would you. So would we.
It wouldn't take 3 or 4 days. It wouldn't take 3 or 4 days.
No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't. No, it wouldn't.
I mean, they got some of it back. They probably brought some of it back on Wednesday. But when she told me that her credit cards, they couldn't use them, it told me that they didn't have it all back. Or maybe with just whatever bank they were using, you know, for their credit. I didn't ask what credit card she was using, but so yeah. So
that's
things
amazing.
Happen fast.
That's how fragile this is.
Yeah.
And folks, don't you think it's worth your while to protect yourself and not worry about the banks taking care of your funds for you? You put them in the bank at 0.5 interest. You pay 10% interest a year. I mean, inflation a year at least. And you're losing money, you got money in the bank. I understand keeping some there for emergencies. I understand that. I just shouldn't keep my gun safe myself, but that's up to you on that. Because if the banks go under, your money's gone too. Understand that. These are things that right now we can't afford to risk. Not for your children's sake. Be wise. Get something that you can keep in your hand that's tangible and always worth something. No matter what happens, the gold and silver will never go to zero until our Father says it's no good any longer. And that's when His wrath is put up on this earth. Not Satan's wrath, but His wrath put up on this earth to judge evil. And that's when that will be good for nothing. While we're here doing His will, it's still going to be worth something. But when God's wrath is put up on Satan's people, they'll be destroyed. The rich man will weep and howl. But anyway, back at the break, folks. If you have any questions, comments, you can call us at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Folks, we are back and waiting for your questions and comments. 844-769-2944. And this program is brought to you from a Christian worldview because Christians should be preparing for the future. Just like he told us in the scriptures when he told the lazy man, he said, go to the ant, thou sluggard. See what they do. They put up for the winter. They prepare for times ahead. That's what we're supposed to do. No, it doesn't mean that you're not trusting your father for the next day. He expects you to put up food for the winter time. That's why he gives you a harvest. That's why he gives you the blessings to be able to do that. So, God hates a lazy man or woman. That's something he said, a sluggard. He just doesn't have any use for a sluggard, a lazy person. And a wise person, the Bible says, sees trouble coming and prepares yourself for it. That's Bible. And folks, you don't see it coming now in this country, then I don't know where your head is. I really don't know. I mean, the largest electricity producing conglomerate in Texas, the largest and oldest conglomerate in Texas, the electrical grid went bankrupt. They filed bankruptcy. They went under. The largest and oldest one in Texas. Now, in Texas, most of the power suppliers are privately owned. They're not in control. They're deregulated, which proves again that greed, either way, doesn't work. And you would think that with a deregulated company will make more money. They would brace up their support, and they wouldn't have these kind of problems. But whenever the generators on the windmills froze, the gas lines froze, people had no electricity. And the largest producer and oldest producer in Texas is going bankrupt. The infrastructure is collapsing, whether it's privatized or controlled by the government, so to speak. And most utilities are regulated. We are seeing the infrastructure of the country fail. It's just the way it is. I mean, they spent $1.9 trillion, just print it out of thin air, put it on computer and say, here's your $1,400, go spend it. That stimulates the economy a little bit, but it also caused inflation, and we are at least $30 trillion in debt right now we know of. And debt is a sin before God Almighty. Yes, 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 ma'am, and yes, sir. Going into debt is a sin. I know there are times things happen we have to pay them off, but the Bible says that the borrower is servant to the lender. You don't go in debt unless it's an emergency. And America has spent herself into oblivion, and it's planned to be that way. And the whole world has. The world's debt nationwide, worldwide, and this is probably conservative, but according to articles, is $250 trillion. $250 trillion. As Melody pointed out in her broadcast today, if you took a trillion ants, A-N-T-S, ants, a trillion ants, they would weigh over 3,000 tons. I'm not making it up. I'm telling the truth. So these are what we're seeing. That's how big a trillion is. Melody, I don't know how else to get through to anybody that preparation for the future is important, isn't it?
It truly is. And you know, that's $250 trillion of known debt. I mean, just like in our country, you know, we talk about $30 trillion. But let's talk about the unfunded liabilities.
Oh, yes.
The unfunded liabilities for this country alone by the budget office talks about $200 trillion with unfunded liabilities that it can't be paid. Even if we talk about our $30 trillion, let's not forget the Federal Reserve's debt. that they're spending $130 billion a day to buy treasuries. How healthy can it, they might be able to do this for years. I don't know.
Well, they have been.
They have been. But it's a lot worse today than it was back even in 2008. So, because we never came out of that recession. We're in a recession now, but who talks about it? My heavens, if any of those financial news programs mentioned the word recession, the markets would fall.
Well, with the COVID on top of it, the whole world went under financially. Most nations, really businesses by the hundreds of thousands have went under worldwide.
I know.
Maybe businesses, they were in a tight spot already. Maybe they were having a hard time already. And that may be true. But COVID kicked them over the edge. And people out of work.
Doesn't anybody grasp? Or maybe I've just been doing this too long, Butch. But doesn't anybody grasp the world, major world economies shut down?
Yeah.
Shut down.
The supply chain
for a day,
broke.
For weeks. Look how long we were shut down.
Yep.
And that doesn't matter?
True.
You think they can continue to print money to sustain us through this period of time until people go back to work? Those jobs, they're lost forever.
Yes. And I can name five or six businesses right here quickly, locally, that went under during COVID and not come back. They're not. I mean, department stores, restaurants, GNC, by the way, was a good one, a big one. I went there once in a while. All of them are shut down. These are things, folks, we don't think about. Those are lost jobs, lost businesses, lost tax revenue, and not to mention the earnings of the people that used to work there. These are gone. They're gone. They're not coming back. They're out. And that's just a sad situation that when they give government the power to tell people they can't earn a living, that's what can happen.
And this government that we have now, they think that just by giving people money, I mean, there's talks about reparations. I doubt if it's going to get done in 4 years. But the thought, the discussion is there. $1.9 trillion. Most of that's not coming to us, though, but it's still being printed. It's all stimulus. But these jobs aren't coming back. And if they do come back, they're going to be part-time. Just like one company last week, I can't remember which one it was. We talked about it on Friday. They're laying off 5,000 people. Well, I think it was Best Buy. They're laying off 5,000 people. And then they're going to rehire 2,000 part-time.
Yeah, that just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it does. Eliminate 3,000 people that get benefits.
That's what I'm saying,
or 5,000 people.
That means that 3,000 people were wasting their time there, and they were doing any work. I mean, how are they gonna make up for 5,000 workers with 2,000 people part time if those 5,000 workers were producing?
Robotics, online.
I guess.
That's how they make up for it. And the more we go along,
I guess so.
Yeah, the more we go along, and especially now coming back from this so-called pandemic, you're gonna have more and more businesses that'll look to go with technology and robotics to recapture the losses that they obtained during this past year and a half, whatever it might be.
I shared with you today about job interviews, and this young lady, and I got her in my hand right now. Her name was Emily, and went to apply for a dream job. She expected to ace her interview. She knew the company inside out and prepared to explain why she would be perfect for the role. When she received an invitation for a video platform that would record her responses to a series of questions, she was slightly thrown. She was applying for a people-facing role and had hoped to be able to build a rapport with a hiring manager. Still, she hoped that she would still show her personality even in pre-recorded clips. Now, folks, listen to this. What Emily didn't realize... until after the interview, that was that the third-party company had hosted this video software used facial analysis technology to screen candidates. Her interview would be assessed by an algorithm that used people's facial expressions, intonation, and word choice to evaluate whether Emily was right for the role. Now, this is where we're heading. She mentioned computers. Now we're looking at computers deciding we get a job or not. This is really on the spooky side. It's taking the human touch out of it, the communication out of it between two people. The machine will look at you and say she doesn't qualify. Her face made the wrong look, or something happened in her algorithm. This wasn't right. Her facial expression wasn't right, so she doesn't get the job. This is where we're headed. And if we do go to a digital coin, what kind of hoops you have to go through to get paid? In China, they have credit scores. Is that what they call them? I think credit scores, where you have to behave yourself, or you can't work.
It's a social. Yeah, social credit score.
Okay, yes, okay. Folks, it's coming here. If they go to digital, they'll depend entirely upon them where you get paid or not. If you're out of line, if you say something you shouldn't say, or God forbid, you're a racist, and you say that reparations are not right to black folks because their great grandma was a slave, then you may not get your paycheck that week. Yes, it's coming to that. It's called control. It's a beast system. We're all in it. Let's go to phone line before I forget about it. Let's go to Jan in Iowa first. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, come
How
on in.
How is... Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello? I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, I can hear
How's
you.
Your wife doing?
Yes.
How's your wife doing?
Well. She's able to fuss at me.
Well, that's good. You need fuss, Dad.
It
just
is good.
Keep you in mind. Well, let me give you a piece of news first. Amazon is now deciding to take off any book, any material that they feel is racist. Any book that they think is racist will not be sold. Nothing will be sold that they consider racist.
Probably Christian or conservative fit right in the same category.
Absolutely.
Of course.
Any old book is gone, too.
Oh, I don't doubt that. Social media is really being the politically correct police for the government. They really are.
Oh, absolutely. Of course they are. And they're going to go after everybody and everything.
Of course they are. Amelia, comments on that?
Well, you know, I heard in the news today, I think it was that there's a Virginia school system. I'm not a fan of Dr. Seuss, but... A Virginia school system canceled Dr. Seuss from its annual reading event, citing strong racial undertones. It's like, are you kidding me?
You got to be kidding.
No.
Cat in the hat.
Yeah. Well, according to the Week magazine, math is racist. I'm serious.
Oh, yeah.
Math is racist. So anything can be racist, and they're destroying they're destroying what's left of normalcy in this country by racism and by sexual preferences and who you want to be, how many different sexes you want to be today. The last count was 100 and some sexes you could choose. So, gee, I thought it was only two. I'm really messed up.
Actually, all they're doing is pitting people against people.
That's because it. That's a whole.
Are,
that's
know,
a whole ball.
That's
a whole ball
whole
of
point.
Lies.
That's the
yes,
point. And then you've
That's
got that Evangelist Johnson that went along with this Trump's coming back thing. He's pulling his website. He's shutting his down for 2 weeks. And this is supposedly a very famous guy with a whole lot of people listening to him. He's shutting everything down for 2 weeks. He's coming back. He said God got on him for lying to the people. Telling them this is God's word that Trump's going to be president. He's pulling them. He's pulling the whole ministry down for at least 2 weeks, and he's coming back.
Well, it's going to take a while for him to rebuild trust. You know that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was bad enough, you know, some of the... When you go into a church, and when you're small, I got my Bible myself when I was 10. And I went in and I asked a question about Revelation. You don't ask a question. Especially not about Revelation. And they said, don't worry about that, you know. It's a long way away, and don't be scared. And I wasn't scared. I was asking questions. I never got an answer.
Well, that's because they don't know. They don't know.
I was 10. So if you got these ministers that don't want to find the answers and give their congregations their answers, truthful answers, what's going to happen? People
Jeremiah said that the pastors are scared of the flocks. You know that. Jeremiah said they're scared of the flocks.
Who are people going to blame? They're going to blame the pastor, not themselves, because they didn't read their Bible or ask God.
Well, the Second Peter chapter 2 says because of these false prophets, the way of truth is evil spoken of. So if people tell the truth, they're going to believe the false prophets until they find out they're lying. Then everybody's going to be bad people. Mm-hmm. Jan and God jumped some more calls, but thanks for being there. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. All right.
Thank you, Jan.
God bless. Let's go next to Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in.
Hey, hi to both of you, and I want to say Melody is spot on, obviously, quite on about the executive orders being an end run, to use a football term, around everything is supposed to work or was supposed to work with government, with a legislative, a judicial, and executive that's all been rolled in pretty much to the executive branch of government. And I want to say thanks to her for supporting you, Pastor Butch, with the shortwave time that she pays for. And I want to thank you, Pastor Butch, for telling the truth about masks, which most people don't do in this country. And I'd want to let folks know, if they want to support Pastor Butch, maybe buy some of the books that he's written. Those are good books. And also, he's got a book, a 411-page paperback book, written in 1999 by John Daniel, who I used to talk to on the phone quite frequently, a West Virginia boy. And Pastor Butch is offering that for, about 10, 12 bucks postpaid?
$10.
And that book will show you a lot about the early history of this nation and the takeover, who took Freemasonry over. So I'd order, if you get a 411-page glossy covered book, it's got a nice cover on it, for $10 postpaid, you can't beat that. Everyone's looking for bargains these days. So support Pastor Butch by getting that book and learn a little bit about the early history of this country, a lot of stuff that has been erased. So God bless you both, and thank you so much, Darryl. Both of you, for what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Darryl. Appreciate it. Thank you. Daryl's been listening to this program for a lot of years, and I appreciate Daryl. And folks, I would tell you, I don't say much about it because I hate to, but we started out this month half of what we need to keep going for another month. I'm just telling you that right now, so we'll see what happens. I don't want to talk about it. We need your help if you want to help, but that's up to you. All right, let's take another call from Washington State. Let's talk to Carolyn. Carolyn, come on in.
Hi. Got a question for each of you, Melody.
Yes?
You talked earlier about the executive order can shut things down real fast and confiscate your gold. Why wouldn't that happen again?
They could confiscate.
I have no idea what to invest in. Not that I have any much of any money to invest anyway.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Oh, I was just going to say he got into bitcoins and he's all excited about it. So I just think that is a trap too. Everything seems a trap. It's like, hey, Satan has us.
Go ahead, Melody.
No, I mean, the way I look at gold is, I mean, it really is. It's been recognized for money for how many years? And even after the executive order.
And you go to jail for having it and try to barter with it.
Yeah, but you could still own gold after 1933 if you owned the right gold. So there are ways that you can go about that. There are ways that you can buy the proper gold that wouldn't be confiscated under the 1933 executive order. So there are ways. Gold
maybe the
is
next
still...
executive order will cover everything, the loopholes.
Look, why do you think there's still loopholes in the gold business? Why do you think there's loopholes? Why do you think gold is still the most private investment? Out of all the regulations that they've created throughout the investment world, they really kind of leave gold alone and allow certain loopholes.
Because
it's money.
Confiscate it and leave you with absolutely nothing.
It's money. It's still in our Constitution that is our real money. That is what it's supposed to be.
Our Constitution.
Well, no, they don't. But money
put it this
is
way.
Still money.
Go ahead.
You can't.
Yeah, well, Gold and silver is gold, gold worth is something. Stolen. And if you have to use it on black market, do it. That's okay. I mean, what if they pass law tomorrow, Carolyn, to confiscate all your guns? Would everybody just give the guns up and say, oh, my gosh. I mean, they're going to give it up, or they're going to confiscate your storable food. Would you just let that go without saying anything? Same with gold and silver. They'll have to come and get mine.
You know, the one thing everybody looks for is 100% guarantees. And there isn't one.
There is none.
There is only one guarantee in this life. There's only one guarantee.
I know.
So... So what are you going to do? Keep those fiat dollars? Keep those fiat dollars and let them go to zero with all the other fiat dollars? At least you have an opportunity to try and protect your assets, hard work, your earnings that you've made throughout the years, your retirement. You're independent. You're out of their system when you own gold.
That's the key. It's
you're
not being
private,
taxed.
And you're
it's
out
not
of
being
the
controlled.
Beast system.
And that's important. And so
and my
it come down to this is what one second say is like, Carolyn, come down to the individual decision. I own guns and I don't mind telling people that. And I'm not giving them up. I mean, they can take them after I don't need me more than dead, but I'm not going to say, here, come and get them, because that's a sin against God. If they take the wealth I've been able to store for my family and I don't fight for it, I'm sinning against God. It's a sin not to defend that. And that's so I don't think it's going to happen, at least not in our lifetime. It's going to come when God's wrath is poured up on this country, the rich man's gold and silver will be worth nothing. Right now, he's given it to us to protect ourselves with. We need to use it as much as possible. Now, go ahead. I'll get to your question now.
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. The second one was the inequality of the Equality Act. Breakpoint had a deal on their... on the radio today about this. It's three paragraphs, very short paragraphs, and I printed it out, and I'm thinking about taping it to my ex-church's door. What do you think? Is
do
that
it.
Rude or crude?
I would do
should
it.
Say anything
no,
on
no,
there, too?
No.
Or?
Now, I'm going to say this flat out. Most places people go to call church today, it's not the body of Christ. The body of Christ is revealing, as we're told in Ephesians, that we're exposing evil, we're standing against evil. If the people go to these buildings and call themselves churches and not standing up and confronting evil, whether it be murdering babies or sodomizing their sons or perverting their daughters or anything else, if they're not standing against that, they're not the body of Christ. I don't care how much they sing and dance and shout. If they're not standing against evil, then they're not the church of Christ.
Well, that's how I feel, and I mentioned that in my Zoom Bible study, since we don't do it in person anymore. And only half of them, like there's only eight people, but only half of them knew what the H.R. 5 Act, the Equality Act, was. And I blame
that
on my pastor. He should be sticking up for the Christians, and he's not saying one thing.
Well, that's prophesying.
Just to keep track of what he's saying on the computer, but I just don't follow him anymore. I'm so disappointed in him.
Well, that's prophecy that the pastors, the shepherds of the flock, will scare the sheep all over the hillside. The Bible says the pastors are dumb dogs; they won't bark, they won't speak. That's prophesied, and we're living that time in America. The nation went to hell, Carolyn, because the church led the way. They compromised themselves. They did. So I'm saying this out of pure love, and I'm not trying to make anybody angry, but I'm telling the truth. If you're attending a 501c3 organization, you're not attending the Church of God. You're not attending the fellowship of the true believers. If you're under government control by the 501c clause, the IRS, and that's what they are, they're not the leading body of Christ. They're a created corporation by the federal government, and they're not serving God. No matter how much they may scream and shout otherwise, they're not. And you'll not find much truth in those places outside maybe yet be saved. That's about it. Or maybe teach on the rapture. Or something. But they're not talking. They're not revealing what's going on in this world today. They're not exposing evil. They're not naming names. They're not living up to what God told them to do. That's all I can say. And they should not be supported.
What remark would you add to if I taped this on the door? What would I say that?
I would just ask them a note. Please let me know whenever you're going to speak on this in church. I'd like to hear it.
Oh, that's a good. Okay, thank you.
That's what I would do.
I will put that.
Anything else?
No, thank you very much. I really enjoy listening. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Carolyn.
Thanks
for being there. Folks, we got about 3 minutes left. If you want to call, got to hurry. 844-769-2944. Melody Searstrom, again, I want to thank you for your steadfastness. You've been at this a couple years now, ain't you?
A few.
Yeah, a few. Would you believe this month makes me 29 years in radio?
25.
25 for you?
I started when I was very young.
Yeah, you must have when you were about probably 14 or so.
But I do appreciate everyone. We had great calls tonight, great questions. And, you know, it's, you know, again, there's not 100% in anything in this world. There's only one 100% guarantee in anything. And it's, you know, what I tried to explain to a lot of my clients is there has to be a form of money that's acceptable. It's just like you're not going to change the color blue to red. Money, gold has been money for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And no matter how they try to change it, no matter how they try to replace it, it is still going to always come down to gold. Even if they have a digital currency, gold is still going to be the real money.
That's true.
And it's really as simple as that.
With nothing else. You can always barter with it. It's always going to be worth something, and somebody's going to know what it's worth. I mean, it's from, folks, give her a call. Just talk to her. Everybody. And call her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. And tell her you heard her on the nice program, because she is paying for the shortwave time, and I think she's earning enough to at least free a phone call and ask her some questions. You don't be wealthy to buy a little bit. I get what I can. It's not very often when I can. But I've been blessed. I've listened to a lot of good, wise people in this over a lot of years and got into the scriptures for myself and found out they were telling me the truth. So that's all I can do, is tell you the truth and go from there. That's all I can do. And again, 800-375-4188. Melody, you got about 40 seconds left. What do you want to say?
Well, I do want to appreciate you having me on your program, and I enjoy doing our three programs a week.
Yes.
We've been doing for a couple of years now, so I just want to thank everybody. Thank you.
Amen.
For
well,
making it possible, because when people buy from Discount Gold and Silver, we support lots of programs. We support your program and three or four other ones.
Wow. Melody, thank you so much. Again, folks, 800-375-4188. Melody, I'll talk to you Wednesday at 4 o'clock in your program.
All right,
have a good one. Folks, we love you. By the grace of God, see you tomorrow night with Jerry Merritt. He took over Tex Meyer's place in Power of Prophecy. It's going to be a fun interview. See you there.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.